This is the Bedford Museum and Genealogical Library. The museum has been around since 1932. Mm-hmm. It was started by the DAR and the UDC, and the library started about the same time. Mm-hmm. And especially in 1979 when we moved into this building, we've had people come in and they're doing their undergrad or their master's or their doctorates, researching on their house, but mostly it's who am I, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, these records, are they specific to the town of Bedford, to the county of Bedford, to this region?
We focus in on Bedford County, of course, but we do have some that reaches out outside of Bedford County and some that's even outside of the state.
So as we look around here, it looks like a typical genealogical library, if one has been in one before. You've got a lot of books. Looks like a lot of family histories here.
That is correct. We have, we have approximately 1,600 books and about 38 drawers full of information.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of information. We've been gathering it for a while, so.
When you go into a genealogical library, you go in with a mission. You've gotten a lead. You're being a detective. You're trying to find out what is this link here from point A to point B or person A to B. Is that usually what you find, people coming in here with a mission to look for something specific or just browsing?
Kind of both. We do have people that come in and they're just browsing. They say, oh, hey, my family's last name is, do you have this last name? But a lot of times it's the, I'm trying to find, you know, this guy. I'm trying to find his death certificate, or I'm trying to find out where he's buried, or I'm trying to find out, did he serve in the military because I want to join the DAR or the UDC or something along those lines.
Have you ever had the opportunity, you're sitting at your desk and there's somebody in here and they're looking around and all of a sudden you hear, oh my gosh, where somebody has made a discovery?
Oh, yes. It is so exciting when that happens. Probably the best one of those oh my gosh moments was an African-American gentleman from California who remembers seeing a white gentleman on his grandma's piano. And she's like, "It's like, Grandma, who's this white guy?" His grandma's like, "That's my grandfather." And she's like, he's like, "No, wait." And we're from Bedford, the Callaways. And he goes, "Okay, whatever." So he's coming back here trying to figure out, did grandma just pull in my leg or what's going on? So we looked at it. And this gentleman, his great-grandfather, would have been born in the late 1850s. So he's trying to figure it out. We looked at the 1860 slave schedule. We looked at the 1860 census and different things. And I said, I really think that this guy was the owner in 1863 that died. Why don't you go next door to the courthouse, see if you can get his will? I said, and by the way, in 1860, he's owning like 25 slaves. Mm-hmm. He comes back. He looks at me. He goes, are we the only ones here? And I said, yeah. And he goes, and he screams really, really loud. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, oh my goodness, I found the 1863 will. He frees three of his 25 slaves. It just so happens to be his great-grandfather and his great-grandfather's grandparents. And I'm like, you're looking at a very high percentage chance that that is that he freed his own child.
Wow.
He then went on and did the DNA through Ancestry, and sure enough, he freed his own child.